Oh, look at this one here in Boulogne-sur-Mer. It's always the roundabouts, you know? There are probably 13 trees. How many are there? 5, 10. Oh, never mind. Whoa, man. I can't get any closer because it's dripping like hell. Is that a real one? Whoa, the capstone. The obelisk, symbol of the pharaonic domination. Oh, this is magnificent. Well, you know, what more to say? I don't want my camera to get all wet, you know, so they're from the other side in Boulogne-sur-Mer. Bad weather. Freemasons. There's the sea. It's the pharaonic sun bark. Now, they have some pyramids here. Oh, weather is real bad. Another one in Boulogne. So this is the old city. The rest was bombed in the war in 1944. Because the Allies, by the Allies, because they thought that the Jerrys were here. Look, the two sphinxes in front. Pharaonic shit. Sunbark. It lives. The Europeans have become the pharaohs. Through the first rite of the Prime Noctus. It's demo right now. Very bad weather. It's hot. Old palm trees here. Like in Egypt. Very bad weather. Not good for my camera. Never mind. Battery's empty. Oh, there's the old town. That's the sun bark. Pharaoh. It's all pharaonic. They rule the world. It's everywhere. Oh, Boulogne is full of it. Look at it. Full of it. Bloody pharaohs all over. Well, look at the wood. Look at the wood. It's a real boat. Maybe it's an original one. On September the 26th, 1976, the coffin of their ancestor, the pharaoh Ramses the Great, or Ramses II, was flown to France, where his pharaonic descendants have total control, and landed at Le Bourget Airport in Paris, also called Parisi, or Père Isis, meaning the House of Isis. And got full military honors by the Presidential Republican Guard, all lined up to welcome the 3,000 years old mummified remains of their famous pharaonic ancestor of the Père A Big House royal bloodline. And even President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing was there, himself a full-blooded aristocrat, in line with the French king Louis the 15th and descendant from both parental sides of further dukes and counts. So this is in Wikipedia. I told you so. the pharaohs became the European aristocracy, or old feudal world order, and spread their pharaonic DNA through raping the European women through the prime noctus, first right, or droit du seigneur. Or does anyone seriously think that these homegrown pharaohs of their new world order just deploy the highest form of presidential and military honors to some 3,000 years old dried out body of some prehistoric desert ruler from some faraway Middle Eastern desert hills? I mean, who of us understands why they have to receive a pile of flesh and bones mummy by the president and his presidential guard? Well, no one, right? And the mummy can't hear nor see anymore. So the whole show was not for us, as no one understands it. So they're hiding something from us, what we don't know. This was a pharaoh show for insiders and initiates only, saluting their direct ancestor of our masters, the enemy within, of the fair aristocracy on all key positions. And if they pay the highest tribute to a pharaoh mummy, equally to some presidential visit, then all presidents must be pharaohs, just as every US president is a direct descendant of some faraway English king of the worldwide aristocracy. They only honor their own, and we are their slaves, and a load of nobodies to them, who believe every damn official lie, 9/11 scam, or false flag psyop being told. So it stopped raining for a moment, so I'll do it again. I just went to the tribunal to leave a laisser une plainte entre les mains du procureur. Yeah, well, it's behind here, against Switzerland. Behind here in the so that's my gear. They didn't want to let me in enter with all my gear, you know, so they made a fuss, you know. I said I'm not gonna leave my gear, you know, with all that total control shit, you know. So there's another pyramid, and here's a big pyramid here with some sphinx in front. Here it says it's the solar ship. Here it says in French, and here in English, the solar ship of Cheops. They rebuild it. I told you, the French are quite an industrious people, you know. Don't underestimate them. Pharaohs are here, right? And due to the prime noctus, or the first right, there's most of the Europeans that have the pharaonic genetics or DNA. That's how the aristocracy did it, and they were the pharaohs. Boulogne-sur-Mer. One sphinx, the other sphinx.
Fantastic, when it doesn't rain for a minute here. So I do it a little bit again. It's not raining at the moment. The obelisk here. It's quite windy. Symbol of the Pharaonic domination. They're still here. They never left us. And it's them who became the aristocracy and everything belonged to them. Even our women in the first rite, the Primae Noctes. They took our women in the first night of the marriage and shagged them. So this is how they, all the Pharaonic Europeans have so much Pharaonic DNA, we found out now. So this is how they did it. And that's why this is a phallic symbol. And on top, it's like cut here. And it's a symbol of the circumcision as it is carved on top here. An original obelisk here in Boulogne-sur-Mer. So it's the pharaohs who became the aristocracy, and I call them the pharaohistocracy, and they became the Freemasons because they were afraid of us. We have guns now, we have only we don't understand very much. And then all those revolutions came, so they decided to hide in Freemason lodges. So I do the tour now. This is an important one. It's really a horrible one, actually, I can say. So don't run me over, please. So it's not raining for the moment. You can see there's a lot of palm trees here. So from the other side here. The symbol of the Pharaonic domination. Course made by the Freemasons, their descendants, all aristocrats. One more time from this side here. No. Nice living here, eh?
I wonder if those European women who were victim of the first rite, if they really were raped, or if they sort of enjoyed being with a clean, smiling and gallant prince, having some wine and a good meal. And if you look at how more than 50% of the European marriages end up in a divorce, we might very well ask ourselves if the dissatisfaction among European couples has a lot longer tradition than that. European women, as in the Eve syndrome, most probably are having a long-standing bond with the pharaohistocracy ruling over their own man through the Horus Matrix. As you can see them sitting in all offices today, regulating society. Anyway, this is how the pharaonic DNA came infested into the European peoples. Therefore, the Primae Noctes, or first rite, was less a rape than a convenient grasp for power, thus becoming the sisters of Isis for the pharaonic princes. That's why all those women waving flags when Prince William passes by. And that's why there's no other country in the world as Switzerland with the highest percentage of pharaonic DNA in the overall population. And it was thus, through the Primae Noctes with some of the more willing European women, that the lower nobility, like the dukes, earls, counts and barons, were created out of the purely pharaonic per a high nobility of kings, queens, and princes. And it's all a matter of blood, anyway. Who has the highest degree of pure pharaonic per a DNA blood, on which the whole hierarchy is being built upon? The most powerful, they have the most concentrated bloodline of the pharaohs. Just as the cops and police are from the same line of medieval knights with a lesser degree of pharaonic DNA, leading to the expression a line of duty. And this is why the police often appears as a different species, with whom it is difficult to communicate on the same level, who shoot, kill and arrest us or deliver us to the Nazis or the Gestapo, with whom the entire European police collaborated. One really must have some other genetics to do so.
Even on the bus is a bloody obelisk here, in Calais.